You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Picks are down, and we are going to jump into the second round here. The Jacksonville Jaguars are back on the clock. Eric making their third selection here in this mock draft. We so far have a quarterback off the board and an offensive tackle. So what's Jacksonville going to do next?
I know Jacksonville's defense is nothing to write home about, so I should probably go there. But, man, I want to put Trevor Lawrence with Pat Freiermuth, and we're in the second round now, so I'm going to go Pat Freiermuth. That's the first pick in the second round. Freiermuth with Trevor Lawrence, and who did I take that second pick? Sam Cosmi is the tackle. I think that's a big boost for the Jacksonville offense.
Eric was itching to take Pat Freiermuth off the
really
board, but I do think it fits what Urban Meyer is going to want to do there. So I like that pick a ton. The New York Jets are on the clock. Eric has also made two selections for the Jets. It's interesting the AFC East seems to be drafting so much. Zach Wilson with the first pick here and Travis Etienne with the second pick. So are we just going full on offense, Eric, or are you going to address the defense at some point?
No, this one's going to be different. I'm going to go Nick Bolton here. Throw that inside linebacker to the Jets. Quite frankly, they just need a lot. So you get a good player like Nick Bolton in the middle of that defense. I don't think they can complain.
High motor player. I like that right there. So we're going to go back to Zach here with the Atlanta Falcons. So far, Atlanta has selected Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota State, with their first pick.
Yeah, definitely. And guys, I'm feeling a little bit of a deja vu with that value that I got from the Owusu-Koramoah pick, because Tevin Jenkins is still on the board for Atlanta, and I understand they need to help that defense out, but getting Caleb McGarry the hell out of there, slot Tevin Jenkins in a right tackle, prosper.
Yeah, when I referenced that we weren't taking offensive tackles quick enough, I was trying to specifically hint at Tevin Jenkins, and he still falls here to 35. So I think that's a really great pick. And my goodness, Eric is back on the board here, drafting with Miami. Miami so far has selected Ja'Marr Chase and Najee Harris to go along with this young offense that they are building. Eric, what are we doing here with pick 36?
Well, am I mistaken, or is Gregory Rousseau not off the board yet?
Gregory Rousseau is still available.
Well, Brian Flores is going to get his defensive guy to work with here. I'm going to go Gregory Rousseau, keep him in Miami. Throw him out on the edge for Miami. They get some good pass rush help. Can't go all offense here.
All right, so that brings it up to me here with Philadelphia with pick 37. I think we need to address the secondary here, fellas, and I understand why he's fallen this far. You certainly cannot ignore the injury concerns, but I think Philadelphia, this is an appropriate point of risk here to take Caleb Farley off the board, so I'm going to go ahead and take him for Philadelphia. If Caleb Farley hits the field, is healthy, and has the type of ceiling that he, his potential can be, then Philadelphia hits a big swing on a position that they desperately need to hit a big swing on. So I think this is an appropriate level of risk. Ryan, I'm going to pass it back to you here with the 38th overall selection in the Cincinnati Bengals, who selected Penei Sewell in the first round.
So the Bengals, fixing the last priority. Next priority should be fixing the defense with them, which was just atrocious. Everybody passed all over them last year. And while they're still going to get thrown out a lot, Asante Samuel has the ability to go get the ball and make a play. So somebody who can get turnovers is much needed for a defense that has a lot of spots to fill. So I'm going for the big playability, try to help the offense get the ball back.
All right, Asante Samuel Jr. off the board. We have a little bit of a cornerback run here, mini run. We're going to pass it on over to Carolina Panthers here, the 39th overall selection. They drafted Rashawn Slater in the first round.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this cornerback run is going to continue. When your two starting cornerbacks are Dante Jackson and someone whose first name is literally a harvest vegetable in Corn Elder, I think you have to address that CV room. So I'm going to go Eric Stokes. I definitely think he's the better Georgia cornerback in this class. Just more pro ready. And you know what? I know this is a very risky thing to say about NFL draft prospects, especially cornerbacks, but I really do feel like he could step in right away and be pretty serviceable for them. So I like this fit with Stokes.
All right, Zach, not only a draft scout, but also an agriculturist. So we love our well-rounded analysts here on the podcast. All right, Denver made a bold choice to take Kyle Pitts, best player available there with the 9th overall selection in the first round. So, Jack, we're going to go back to you here, and Denver has the 40th overall selection in the draft.
Yeah, I wanted to go defense here, but I'm not loving, you know, what's kind of how the board's kind of shaking up for the Broncos here. So what I'll do, I'm going to pick between two offensive linemen that I'm pretty high on right here. I'll go with Spencer Brown, the offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa. Brown is one of those guys who, you know, the Mekhi Becton mold is a new thing now. Players or teams are going to be looking for the guy who, you know, might not be perfectly refined, might not be, you know, what projects to be a day one starter, but who's really big and can throw you around and has the athleticism to tag onto it. So Spencer Brown, he's got like a little bit of development to him. But in reality, he's also just going to be a bigger, faster, more athletic guy. He could add some weight to his frame. He's a little, you know, skinny for a 6'8" guy who's 300 and, you know, like 15 pounds or something. I'd like to see that fill out a little bit more, but really that's just throwing around, you know, it's solely because of how tall he is. The frame isn't perfectly full. So Brown gives it the opportunity to kind of develop a little bit as needed on that offense tackle spot for an offense that is now, I'd say that Broncos offense now looks suddenly a lot more dangerous. And they're a team that's been known for having a stronger defense. So the next pick will probably be defense for them. But, yeah, that's my pick for Denver.
Yeah, so just to clarify, that is not Spencer Brown, running back out of Alabama, Birmingham. I just want to make sure that is the Spencer Brown that you want. All right.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. I was like, it feels a little high for Alabama, Birmingham, but we can go for it. All right, Jack, I'm kicking it back to you here with pick 41. Remember, Detroit traded back early on in this draft, so they have made one selection so far at 19 with Micah Parsons. They'll select here at 41 and again at 51. So, Jack, in a pretty good spot here to continue taking best player available for Detroit, and I imagine that's the direction that you're heading down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure with who I want to go here. I'm just going to check my prospect board one more time, but I'm pretty satisfied with this option. Yeah, I'm sticking with it. So, where the Lions, you know, they have some strength on the offensive line, but it could be better. Their right tackle spot's a little shaky. And there's a couple guys on the inside that, you know, they might not be so sold on. So Dylan Radins is a guy who did really well, showed out at the Senior Bowl. He got Senior Bowl MVP. He played a little bit on the interior there while also being a starting offensive tackle for North Dakota State. So for me, I see them as getting him, putting him in the spot, see if he works better as a tackle or an interior guy, and working it out. And, you know, you pick the best players you can and put them in and you make it work. And I'm taking Radins here. I think that's good value for him as well.
All right. That's a good pick. Eric, you are up here with the New England Patriots selecting 42nd overall, which they got from trading back with the New York Giants.
It's the Bills.
With the Bills. Yes. You know what? I just type in Patriots whenever it has something to do with Eric. So this is, thank you, the Buffalo Bills with the 42nd overall selection, which they got from trading back from 30th overall with the New York Giants. So the Bills making their first selection of the draft.
The Bills do not have many holes, so that usually points to best player available. When that's the case, I usually like to go to the offensive line. Going to contradict myself because I don't think this guy's the best player available, but Javonte Williams is still on the board, I believe. So, yeah, let's throw Javonte to Buffalo and make everybody hate it.
I was going to say, this Eric is just trying to burn down the fantasy football world with this pick, because if Zach Moss really didn't make things dirty enough, then Javonte Williams, Zach Moss, and Devin Singletary will just be a headache. But hey, welcome back to the draft, Jack Borowski. Jack, it's been a while, I noticed, since the NFC West has made a selection. But San Francisco is on the board here with the 43rd overall pick, and they did select Mac Jones in the first round. So welcome back to the draft, Jack. I bet you've been really thinking on this one.
Yeah, no, it's one of these weird things where I'm like, all right, I kind of want to trade up, but I don't have any picks to do it. So it's making it difficult for me. I know they went receiver in the first round last year. They have Deebo Samuel, but Elijah Moore is a guy who – I think he hasn't gone yet, right? I know I've been...
No, he has fallen.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll go Elijah Moore. I think he's the fourth best receiver in the draft. I really like the fit there, what he can do with the football in his hands. If you're going to take Mac Jones third, you might as well give him the most electric receiving core in the NFL. So I think pairing him with Ayuk, Deebo Samuel coming back, I think that's a nice group, and it's a great value here at 43.
I mean, hey, when you draft Mac Jones, you need to do everything possible to try to help this man. And so adding Elijah Moore certainly will not harm you at all. All right, I'm in a little bit of an interesting spot here with Dallas at 44. You know, corner was a clear top need. I think helping them along the edge could also be pretty relevant here. So I'm trying to look here and see who is available and who might make sense as a spot of value. And you know what? I am going to stick with edge here, and I'm going to go with Carlos Basham out of Wake Forest and just add to the edge position here. Dallas, you know, doesn't necessarily need to add to skill positions on the offensive side. So we're going to continue to reinforce their defense here. And that's going to pass us off to Jacksonville with their fourth selection here with the 45th overall pick. Remember, Jacksonville has so far taken Trevor Lawrence, as well as Sam Cosmi and Pat Freiermuth. So, Eric, back on the board here with Jacksonville.
Okay, I have to go defense here because four offensive picks in a row.
There is a really obvious defensive pick still on the board, and I think it is a huge value.
Don't say that to me, because that's definitely not who I was looking at right now. I was going to take Trayvon Moehrig, unless you want to tell me
who that's the guy. That's the guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, Trayvon Moehrig. Throw him into Jacksonville. They need all the help they can get in the secondary. So Moehrig, big hitter back there. Put him in.
I think his projection is more of a late first. So if Jacksonville can get him with their fourth pick, I think that would be a tremendous for Urban Meyer. And back to you, Eric, here with the 46th overall selection for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, well, it was going to be between the guy I'm about to take and Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore's off the board, so this is pretty much a no-brainer for me for New England. I'm going to have him take Jalen Mayfield, the tackle from Michigan. He said he's comfortable playing left, right, all five positions on the offensive line. That versatility Belichick loves. They got Isaiah Wynn, who they have not picked up the fifth-year option for yet. He's been a little injury-prone throughout his career, although he's been solid. Trent Brown's on a one-year deal. I think Mayfield, you put him in the offensive line pipeline for New England and get him starting as their sixth, or you know, first tackle off the bench.
All right. I like that pick a lot. We are back up with the Chargers. And, Zach, you had them selecting Kwity Paye with the 13th overall selection. Who are they taking with the 47th overall?
Yeah, so here at 47 with the Chargers, if you guys remember, anybody who's been tuned in this whole time, thank you for watching, but you may remember me bringing up Tom Telesco saying that they were bullish on left tackle Trey Pipkins. Well, that bullishness ends now. They're going to take Alex Leatherwood, put him at left tackle, and that is an immediate upgrade over whoever they have there right now.
You really set that up. I was not sure what direction you were going in there, but I think Leatherwood makes a lot of sense. And we are going to go back here to the Las Vegas Raiders, and that will be Sear Foss. He had him take Greg Newsome the second here with the 17th overall selection. What are we doing here with 48?
If you heard swearing under your breath, I just got sniped, so we're not real happy about that.
It's an Alabama player, so that would have been an easy match with Las Vegas.
It is. I mean, Yeah, it matches what they do. They're going to take Walker Little. They let Gruden seems like the Power 5 programs. They're desperate for any offensive line help. And he'll be able to step in right away and play for them because they need him to.
All right, a run on offensive linemen here. Jack Broski, are you going to keep that going with Arizona at 49, or are you going to go in a different direction?
No, I'm going to go with a Joe Tryon, pass rusher from Washington. He didn't play this past season. He opted out. Physical traits are all there. He's a really talented player. More of a projection, but value at 49, I could see him go first round in a week. Edge rusher class, they got to replace Hassan Reddick, so I think this is a good pick for them.
All right, Miami Dolphins are back on the clock here. Eric, you will be making the selection for them. So far, they have taken Ja'Marr Chase, Najee Harris, and Gregory Rousseau.
Is Creed Humphrey still on the board?
He is still on the board.
So. I will take Creed Humphrey. Miami, they tried and failed to lure some offensive centers in free agency. I think you plug Creed Humphrey in there, and they'll be happy that they did.
Eric is the king of drafting the centers. I believe he's drafted both the centers, the pure centers that have come off the board so far. So we see his type here. And Jack, you're going to be up with Detroit with the 51st overall pick. This was part of the package where Detroit moved back and allowed Washington to move up to that seven spot. Ended up being a Justin Fields selection for Washington. And Detroit got Micah Parsons out of it at 19 and drafted Dylan Reduns with their initial pick. So at 51, Jack, where's Detroit going?
Yeah, so I've learned a lot about the Lions today, just studying them like this. So they have to add to the defense of this pick. I did offensive line the last one, and Micah Parsons before. They've got a decent pass rush in. They have Trey Flowers and Romeo Okwara. They just extended, if I remember correct. Or did they re-sign him? I forget. But they just – he now has another contract with the Lions. But they don't really have much on the inside to take relief off of those defense – off those edge rushers. So I'm going to go with Levy Onwuzurike, the UCLA defensive tackle. The goal here, this is kind of a pick that opens up what could become a strength with those edge rushers. If you're planning against the Lions, there's not too much fear of the interior pass rush. It allows you to double team a little bit more on guys who you might actually fear on the outside. So getting a good, developmental pass rusher guy on the inside can be, it can pay dividends in the long run.
All right. I like that selection here. We're going to move on to Chicago with the 52nd overall pick. Chicago selected a defensive back with their first selection here. And so what are we going to do here at 52 with the Bears?
Yeah. So if you can't trade up for your quarterback, you wait for the right developmental one. Now, if you've ever listened to the Prophets show, I have this joke about there's no like such thing as a day two quarterback. I'm taking one here. I'm taking Davis Mills, the quarterback out of Stanford. He's got a lot of the physical tools. He had a really good pro day. He ran like a 4.82 40-yard dash. He's got a pretty strong arm. There's just a lot of lack of polish to his game. There's a lot of room for growth. If you already have – who do they have? They have Andy Dalton back there right now. After losing, the Russell, not really competing in the Russ, the trade up for or the trade deal for Russ, so getting a guy like Davis Mills who can maybe slowly develop into that quarterback. And I don't know if you guys said uh-oh because you thought I was going to take Kellen Mond, and Kellen Mond very much could have been the pick there as well. But I like Davis Mills. I like his projection. I did a mock one time where I had him going to the Saints and at like in the late 20s. I think he's got the potential to sneak into the first round if some team falls in love with him.
All right. I thought you were going Kyle Trask there. That's why I said, uh-oh.
Oh my God. No, I'm not drafted Trask.
That's a hard no. Somebody just crossed him off on their notepad. They were ready to take him, but now they feel deterred. All right. 53 here. It's the Tennessee Titans on the board. They selected Christian Barmore with the 22nd overall pick. And Tennessee, that's going to be Jack Borowski.
Yeah, I felt Barmore in the first position, scarcity. Here at 53, Tennessee, they need a cornerback. It's a very much a big-time need. The two guys right now would probably be Kelvin Joseph and Tyson Campbell. I think they avoid Joseph with the character concerns after they took Isaiah Wilson last year, who it's going to haunt them for a very long time. Even though it's the same school, Campbell's a safer prospect from a character perspective. He may not be the talent, but right now they need to go cornerback, so I think he's the guy.
Well, I was between Tyson Campbell for the Indianapolis Colts and this other selection, and so I'm going to take a guy that I'm surprised is still on the board. I'm double-checking here. But I'm going to take Liam Eichenberg out of Notre Dame, solidify the offensive line there for Indianapolis. It looks like we really have one hole on the offensive line and the outside there at the tackle position. So I'm going to go ahead and hope that Eichenberg, although he may not be the highest ceiling prospect, he should come in with a nice floor and be able to contribute with some talented offensive linemen around him. All right, Foss, we took Landon Dickerson to the Pittsburgh Steelers with the 24th overall pick. What are they going to be looking to do with 55?
Steelers need to start. They have some holes in their defense. They're getting older on the defensive line. They had a huge swing and a miss a couple years ago in the first round safety position with Terrell Edmonds. And I think we're shooting to fix that because he struggles all over the place. And somebody like Jamar John can play in the box. He can make some plays for them. He gives them a little more versatility at the position than somebody whose name they possibly called wrong a couple of years, thinking it was his brother. But Johnson gives them a nice compliment to Minkah Fitzpatrick in that secondary that's maybe struggling a little bit at the corner position, but I'm going with the more talent in the secondary overall.
All right, so Pittsburgh's just going to continue to ignore their running back position until a later date. And the Seattle Seahawks are on the board. Remember, Seattle did not have a first-round pick. That belonged to the Jets. So with the first selection, you have to make – here's the rule, Jack. It has to be a ridiculous pick. It has to make little sense, and it has to involve a ton of projection and probably a Pac-12 player – or, I'm sorry, a Big 12 player. So who are you going to go with here for Seattle?
Okay, so that's what I thought at first, and then I realized Seattle's good on day two. They're not good in the first. I was thinking of, all right, what cornerback or safety who's projected round four could I have? They have a first-round pick. Luckily, they traded their first-rounder. So at 56, I have no idea how this guy is still here. I'm going to be serious with this one. Jamin Davis, he's their DK Metcalf from a few years back. I think he could go top 20. He's still on the board here. I don't know necessarily that linebacker is the biggest need, but Seattle loves their linebackers. They like to stay in a 4-3 for the entirety of a game. He has some phenomenal tape, and I think that Seattle gets a first-round talent here in round two.
All right, that's a good selection here. Making their first selection, welcome into the draft, the Los Angeles Rams, and I believe that is you as well, Jack.
Yeah, so this one I think is going to be more of a projection-based player. I know their offensive line isn't that great. They definitely need to take a few guys potentially that have a chance to contribute at some point. I think right now at 57, everyone was talking about him after the Senior Bowl. Quinn Miners, the interior offensive lineman from Wisconsin Whitewater. I think that in a little bit they're not going to have a really talented play. Outside, once Whitworth retires, they're going to need a new guy, and he brings a lot to the table. So I like them going and churn up the offensive line at 57.
I think that's a fantastic pick. I'm not sure he falls much lower than 57. So I think the Rams, for making their first selection of 57, make a really good one. All right, Kansas City also making their first selection. Remember, they traded that first round pick in the deal where they acquired Orlando Brown just within the last week here. So Foss, at 58, you are up here with Kansas City making their first selection of the draft.
So the Chiefs right now, they have to get defense on the stack. Their offense is set as can be. But looking at this, I kind of take that back, and I want to get them a toy. Another guy to stretch the field, use the playmaker on that offense. And that's Rondale Moore. I think if any offense can use him, it could be really exciting. It's not going to be traditional wide receiver. He's going to get a ton of targets, but they're going to use him in a bunch of ways and just utilize that speed. And it's going to be nightmares for teams to cover. So basically just strengthening the strength.
That's a fun pick here, and I'm seeing some of our analysts shaking their heads, so it sounded like we had some eyes on Rondale Moore here in the back end of the first round. But, Foss, you're going to be up back-to-back here with Cleveland now. The Cleveland Browns on the clock at 59. They took Zaven Collins with that first selection.
So Cleveland needs to fix that offensive lineup still a little bit more. So right now, I'm looking at taking Jackson Carman. He can start there and move tackle and possibly flip inside for them. Just protect Baker Mayfield, keep that running game going where it is. And, I mean, they're a pretty good team, so they can take what they need any time in the draft.
All right, we're going to take Carman off the board. And, Zach, you are up here with 60. Were you the one eyeing Rondale Moore?
I 1,000,000% was eyeing Rondale Moore. Very, very upset he's not here for New Orleans. But it's all right because I'm still going to address wide receiver right here. One of my favorite prospects in this draft in De'Ami Brown. Just a pure field stretcher. Play him opposite of Michael Thomas. Really good vertical threat. He'd be going up against AJ Terrell a lot, who's on the Falcons, and could possibly be breaking his ankles in the NFL just like he did in college. So De'Ami Brown to the Saints.
All right. I know a lot of fantasy football players would love that landing spot. I think they would probably lose their minds if Rondale Moore and De'Ami Brown were taken to Kansas City and New Orleans within three picks of each other. It could be a very hectic day, too, for the fantasy football community. All right. Buffalo up with 61. Remember, with that earlier selection in the second round, they took Javonte Williams out of the University of North Carolina. So, Eric, you're back on the clock here with Buffalo.
Yeah, and again, like I said earlier, Buffalo is a pretty solid roster. They don't really have many holes. So that makes me like this pick a lot more. I'm going to go Sean Wade here. Personally, I think he's better off at safety. They don't have to rush him right into play right away. They could basically ease him in, mold him in that Buffalo secondary that's already very strong. So you take the talent and potential of Sean Wade, maybe move him to safety and see if you could tap it.
All right, Sean Wade from Ohio State off the board here at 61. We're going to go to the Green Bay Packers. Jack, you selected Kadarius Toney in the first round to the Green Bay Packers. You did not seem in love with that pick. Are you more excited here for the 62nd overall selection?
I am. So what I was looking for in that first round, you know, there's so much value in every draft to find a wide receiver that I just didn't want to take one in with that selection, especially with, you know, some of the top guys. I didn't expect any of the top guys to fall, but I don't know. Bateman would have been good. Terrace Marshall would have been good. I really, really want to build up the Packers' run defense. So what I'm going to take here was, you know, I really wanted to take one of those linebackers earlier. Baron Browning is still on the board. He's kind of a developmental guy, I think. He's got a lot of the athletic traits. He projects to be, you know, you could really put him at as a Sam or a Will linebacker. And he's got decent coverage ability. He just needs to learn, like, where to look a little bit better. I got Baraski to laugh. If he gets put in the right position, you know, I think this is proper value for him. You get him in there and you get him to, like, again, learn a little bit more. And I think he could slowly become, you know, a strong centerpiece to your defense, you know, after a little bit of work.
All right. Kansas City's on the board here with the 63rd overall selection. It is their second selection. They took Rondale Moore at 58 overall. So we are going to pass it back on over to Sir Foss.
Cool. So I mentioned last time, a few picks ago, that they need to get defense. And with an offense as explosive as Kansas City, you're looking for good pass rushers, but they have in place and guys who can go get the ball. And I think Richie Grant can play opposite of Tyron Matthews, aging a little bit. He had double-digit turnovers in college. He had a knack for knocking the ball out. he was decent and he was good enough in coverage to make plays. And with their pass rush and teams forcing the ball a lot, he's in the perfect opportunity in that defense.
All right, Richie Grant, I like that pick. Tampa Bay with the final selection in the second round. They took Jason Owe with the 32nd overall pick.
All right. I haven't seen this pick mocked often to the Buccaneers, and some Bucs fans may get a little upset about this. I'm going to go Tommy Tremble, the tight end from Notre Dame. And my idea behind that selection is that Gronk's getting older. This may be his last year. Cameron Brate, I believe, is an expiring contract, and who knows what's going on with O.J. Howard. So regardless, they like to build up their tight end depth. Tremble is one of my favorite candidates to be the guy who we look back in a few years and we're like, we should have seen this coming with his athletic profile and, you know, his skill set. So it's another value pick, but you can't really get mad at it if you're a Bucs fan. You just won the Super Bowl. So, but I like Tommy Tremble. I think he would be like a nice value pick late in the second round.
All right, I like that pick. Fellas, we're going to head into the third round of this mock draft. I'm calling this the lightning round, so you can give your pick a quick explanation, just enough for me to get it into the outline, and then we're going to run through this third round pretty quickly. We feel like it's important to give a full context of days one and two of the NFL draft, but let's make sure to make these picks fairly quickly. And Eric, I'm going to start here with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right. So first off, the Jaguars are going to take Tylan Wallace from Oklahoma State. I believe he's still on the board, correct?
He is.
So that just adds another piece to the offense for Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence to work with. Moving on here to the Jets, we're going to have them take Amari Rodgers out of Clemson. I believe he's still on the board, yes?
Yes.
He will slot in for the Jets and Zach Wilson, give them a nice little underneath guy to hopefully pair with Jameson Crowder. And then this making their first pick, I believe, the Houston yes. Texans here in the third. I'm laughing because this is so terrible. Let's ruin Kellen Mond's chances of being good, and we're going to throw them Kellen Mond because I don't know what the future holds for them at quarterback. So we'll throw Kellen Mond in there, and maybe they could capture lightning in a bottle.
We like to suggest that our listeners leave 5-star reviews. If you are a Texans fan, please do not
after that pick.
Please don't review the podcast. If you are a Houston Texans fan, there is no such thing as a review button, and do not scroll down on your feed. Zach, you're up here with Atlanta, and then Foss, you're going to be on deck with Cincinnati.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Atlanta, they still need to fix that defense. I went offense with those first two picks. Let's get him an edge rusher. Peyton Turner, put him on the outside. You know, small school guy, but the production this year in limited snaps was insane. He tested like an absurd athlete. I think he could make a lot of noise playing on that line with Grady Jarrett in Atlanta.
All right, Foss, Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals are going to give Joe Burrow a little more help, and they're going to take Brevin Jordan, give them a nice guy who can stretch the field down the middle.
My goodness, I absolutely love that pick as a Brevin Jordan fan. All right, I'm up here with 70 in the Philadelphia Eagles. This is an interesting pick. It's probably not necessarily chalk, but I do think they want to add some running back help along with Miles Sanders, and I think Kenneth Gainwell has fallen way too far down the board. So I'm going to go ahead and take Kenny Gainwell off the board to the Philadelphia Eagles at 70 and pass it on over to Jack D with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dante Smith. I'm blanking on what college he goes to. It's like, I know
East Carolina.
Thank you. I'm going to take Dante Smith out of East Carolina. Similar mold as what I talked to about Spencer Brown earlier. A big guy is going to hurt you. You're going to develop him. He's going to be great. And then with Detroit, I think I'm surprised this guy is still on the board. I'm a big guy. I'm a big fan of Elijah Molden. I think he's a guy who can find his way to safety if you want him to. He's a slot corner, and he's a really physical guy. He's one of my favorite players in this draft.
All right, I like that pick a lot. Carolina is on the board here with 73. Zach, you are up.
All right, a guy who's risen a lot, another small school guy. You know, they drafted Derrick Brown in the first round last year. He kind of plays more of the traditional, you know, he's run defense. Let's get a straight pass rusher, guys. Let's go Milton Williams from Louisiana Tech.
I think that is a fantastic pick, and one I definitely could see them making. I think that fits what they need. All right, I'm up here with Washington. I used that first pick to move all the way up there to get the quarterback position, and I do not have a great grasp on where the board has fallen. I'm going to go safety here because I think there's some pretty good value. And am I right to say Javon Holland has not been taken yet? I believe
you are correct.
Yeah, so I do have a good grasp on the board. I take that back. I'm going to take Javon Holland, safety there with Washington at pick 74. At pick 75, I'm going to head on over to Dallas, and I'm going to look at the offensive line, cross-check here with the best player available. I think for Dallas, any help along the offensive line would be useful. So I'm going to go ahead and take my guy here out of the University of Tennessee and take Trey Smith, who I think could make most likely an immediate impact along the interior there, give them some reinforcement, but could potentially play on the outside at the next level. Probably not the best choice for him, but could potentially do that. And then we're going to head on over to the New York Giants here. The New York Giants have selected Jalen Phillips and Terrace Marshall, have not picked since the first round. So we're going to, I think I want to address the secondary with them. I'm just going to check if there's any linebacker value that I like here. There really is not. So we're going to head on over to the secondary. Best corner available. I'm going to go with Kelvin Joseph out of Kentucky. I do not believe he has been drafted. You all can correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm going to go ahead and go with Kelvin Joseph out of Kentucky. The cornerback room is good, but it has room for improvement. New England forfeits the 77th pick. I did leave that in there just for Eric, and I'm going to kick it on over to Jack here with the 78th pick for the Rams.
Yeah, they need more pass rush help outside of Aaron Donald and kind of Leonard Floyd. They don't have a ton, so I'll go Joseph Asai, edge rusher out of Texas, and I think he provides some pass rush ability there.
All right, we're going to go on over to Jack D with Minnesota, but get ready, Jack Borowski, because the Raiders have back-to-back picks after that.
I'm really happy with how this board's fallen for the Vikings. I skipped over pass rush at, 14 to take Christian Darrisaw. Had to wait a long time to find this defensive end, this edge rusher. I really like, I'm forgetting his name now. Ronnie Perkins at Oklahoma. I think he, you know, on our show, on the Prospect Province, Lorenz has talked a lot about Ronnie Perkins slipping into the first round. Apparently the Ravens might be big fans of him. I think he's a steal right here.
All right, Jack Borowski, back-to-back pick here with the Raiders at 80 and 81.
On the Raiders.
Oh, Voss, back-to-back picks here. I just really wanted to get Jack some picks.
Jack, take my Raiders picks.
No, Voss, come on.
Continue to build on the offensive line. And we know how they like the big school guys. So we're going to improve in the guard position, take Wyatt Davis from Ohio State. And then we're going to give them another receiving threat just because that offense needs all help in it. And they're going to take Amon-Ra St. Brown, who can play that big slot position and give them some blocking, does a little bit of everything, and gives them a nice compliment to Henry Ruggs.
I like that pick a ton. Eric, Miami's on the clock here at 82.
Well, is Hunter Long on the board?
Long is on the board.
Yeah, we're gonna create some competition in Miami then for our buddy Mike Gesicki. We're going to take Hunter Long from Boston College, tight end. Over the Long.
All right. I know Washington has some offensive playmakers already in – they don't necessarily need a wide receiver, but I actually really like the fit here for one of my guys in Dwayne Eskridge out of Western Michigan. I think that he could provide something really nice. You could play him along the boundary if you have to with Curtis Samuel there. You probably won't, but you can move him all around the field. You could use him in a creative way, and he's super explosive. He'd help Justin Fields stretch the field and win in that deep third, which is what I think he is really underrated in his ability to win in the deep third of the field, and Eskridge would help him there. I'm going to pass it on over to Chicago here with the 84th pick.
You sniped the crap out of me there.
Did I?
Was,
nice.
Yeah, I was sitting there looking pretty. So I'm going to have to take another wide receiver that I'm, you know, that I think could fit here. That I think the Bears could use a lot of wide receiver help. I've gotten them their quarterback of the future. I've gotten them, you know, a cornerback, but we really got to build that offense. We really got to build that passing attack. I'm going to go with Anthony Schwartz at Auburn. He's a speed demon. They don't really have a speed guy to pair with Allen Robinson. It can help take over the top and open up the mid-range of the field.
All right. That is also a good pick here. All right, with Philadelphia, I'm going to go back into the secondary, and I'm going to take Andre Sisco, the safety out of Syracuse, who appears to still be on the board. So I'm going to double down at secondary there, and it's probably still not enough help for Philadelphia. 86, it is actually Jack Borowski's pick now.
I'm ready. I'll go Nico Collins, wide receiver from Michigan, stretch the field. Big time wide out, good athlete. They need a wide out outside of AJ Brown to come in and help.
I love that pick. New York Jets, Eric, you are on the board here. This pick was acquired from Seattle.
I'm horrified because I'm hitting a home run with the Jets here, and if I finish this off here, they're going to have a very quick turnaround to be very good. I'm going to go Benjamin St. Juice from Minnesota. He impressed at the Senior Bowl. I think he's really strappy. Nah. Throw him into that Jets secondary.
All right, I like it. Foss, Pittsburgh is up here with the 88th overall selection.
Steelers are finally getting their running back, Trey Sermon. They love this big body, twin tackle runners, and he gives them just enough juice to make a big play here and there as well. And he can step in and be the best running back in the room right now.
If they sit there and get Trey Sermon at 88, that will be incredible. That would be, I think, a dream scenario for Pittsburgh Steelers fans, which I'm sure you love seeing come true, Ryan.
I've been hearing them talk about Trey Sermon for weeks. Now it's terrible. So,
Jack, up on the board here, 89th overall selection, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. Is Brevin Jordan still on the board?
No, Jordan was off the board to Cincinnati at the top of the third.
Man, the Rams, they need a tight end. I'll go a surprising one. I'll go Trey McKitty, formerly Florida State in Georgia. I think he's a surprise top 100 pick in a really weak tight end class. Really impressed with the Senior Bowl, can block, huge hands. I think he'd be a nice compliment to Tyler Higbee.
Jack, this is why I do not allow you to pick. We do not stand for Bryson Hopkins slander on this podcast, but I will let it slide just this one time and kick it on over back to Seer Foss here. The Browns are selecting with the 90th overall pick.
90th overall pick. The Browns are going to work on their secondary, take UCF corner Aaron Robinson. Gives them another third corner to go, so you have Denzel Ward moving more inside where he plays more naturally.
I dig it. Jack D, back to you here with Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going to add Alim McNeil, the nose guard NC State. We're going to bolster that defensive line again. We've already added to the pass rush. Now we're going to add to the run defense.
All right. And bouncing back to Foss here, 92nd overall pick. Cleveland is selecting again. This one was acquired from the Saints.
We're actually going to double up on the Browns linebacking core. It's pretty rough as it is standing right now. We're going to take Jabril Cox, give them some more sideline mobility in that defense.
All right, Green Bay. Back to Jack. We're playing a little pinball here.
Again, bolstering the defense or the run defense. I'm going to add 3-4 defensive end Marlon Tuipulotu. He can go inside those outside linebacker pass rushers. Now backed with Baron Browning and defend that run a lot better.
Does anybody know how Jack feels about the Green Bay rush defense? He hasn't made it clear here in this draft, so I'm going to need some help there.
It's the real thing that's ruining Aaron Rodgers, not that pass offense.
All right, you heard it here first. Buffalo on the board here. Eric, you are up.
I'm going to go with Penn State pass rusher Jason Owe. Is he long gone? Jesus.
32nd overall. You thought you were getting a steal.
I did. I was like, wait, where the hell is Owe? All right. I'll take his running mate then. Is Shaka Toney still there?
He is.
I'll throw him in there then. Buffalo takes an edge guy.
All right. Baltimore on the clock here. This pick was acquired from Kansas City. Seer Foss.
Baltimore's going to give himself a little bit of help on the offensive line, taking Brady Christensen from BYU, give them a developmental player at the right tackle position, because they're signing somebody here in the next couple weeks, and they'll need somebody young behind them.
All right, Zach, making the final non-comp selection here of the draft is 96th overall.
All right. This is insane value, in my opinion. Ndamukong Suh's getting older. William Golson's always been a little bit you can improve on William Golson. I'm going to go Davion Nixon from Iowa. He could play five tech for them, play right next to Vita Vea. That is a really, really good value, in my opinion.
I would have to agree with that. All right, we do have some comp selections, 97 through 106, to finish the third round of this year's NFL draft. 97 belongs to the New England Patriots, so Eric, you are on the clock.
This is the Tom Brady pick, so this is sad. But for New England, I cannot leave this draft without a wide receiver. I'm going to probably reach a little bit here. I'm going to go to Maurien Terry. I loved his tape. I think he would be really good in New England. They could probably tap into that.
I thought you were going to take a quarterback just for the irony. I was like, no. Dude, you can't do that.
No, I'm not doing that to that quarterback. Absolutely not.
And Kyle Trask off the board. All right. Los Angeles Chargers on the clock here. Zach, you're up.
I definitely think you got to keep reinforcing that offensive line. Make sure Justin Herbert stays upright. I'm going to go one of my favorite sleepers in this class, Kendrick Green. The guard center from Illinois, I think his combination of athleticism and power would be incredible for that offensive line.
All right, you're going to go back-to-back here with New Orleans.
Going to go back-to-back right here. Let's see. They could use – I went Owusu-Koramoah, Diami Brown. You know what? Let's do it. Let's do Kyle Trask right here. He's gonna go on day two based on everything we're hearing. Add a young guy in there. Why not?
All right, Kyle Trask is off the board for New Orleans with that comp pick. Dallas is up here at 100. I'm in an interesting position because I think I've done a fairly good job of securing the initial Dallas needs here. We've gone cornerback. We've gone offensive tackle, edge. Tight end is definitely still a need, but I don't know if I could really justify any of these guys here with this pick. So I'm not sure I really want to reach. Let's look into the private chats going off. Hunter Long's off the board, Jack. I'm getting
my bad.
I'm getting notes here that I should go Hunter Long, but he is off the board. Let's go with a guy who has fallen quite far from last year, but I think still could intrigue Dallas here at the interior defensive line, and that's going to be Marvin Wilson out of Florida State. And then I will, if Hunter Long was available, by the way, I definitely would have gone with him. Tennessee is on the board. That's going to be Jack Browski.
Yeah, I'll go Pete Werner, linebacker, Ohio State. I see him being a big-time riser potential second-round pick on draft night. Good instincts, does everything well. I think they need that in their 3-4 scheme.
All right, Detroit 102 is Jack D.
All right, apparently I missed a lot of picks, so I'm scrambling here to figure out who is still available. But it looks like, is Ben Cleveland still available?
Ben Cleveland is still available.
I'll take Ben Cleveland. To quote Lorenz Leinweber, have you ever seen him shirtless? He's a rocked interior offensive lineman. He can move. He's a people mover. He's kind of a – this is almost – I was looking at Wyatt Davis, but apparently he's gone. We're just helping to add young guys on that interior line. And, I can't change this pick, can I?
Nope, you made the selection.
All right, never mind.
You got to live with it. But I'm interested to hear after we're done recording who you thought you were going to get. All right, San Francisco here at 103. That is Jack?
Yes. They're in an interesting spot. I think they've got good value, but I think they need some help as pass rusher. Ellerson Smith from Northern Iowa is a player who I think has a chance to develop into a talented player. They can have him sit behind there. They're really, really good guys who, when healthy. So I think he's a good value there. And then I'm back on the clock with the Rams. How about that? Back-to-back picks for me.
You earned it.
With the Rams, I'll go Andre Sisco's still there, right?
Nope, I drafted him. Philadelphia.
Man, killing me with the safeties and tight ends, all the good positions. With the Rams, I'll go James Hudson, offensive tackle from Cincinnati. I think that he has starter upside. If he can put it all together, he could be a quality player down the line.
All right. Pick 105. Second to last pick in our mock draft. Searfoss, you're going to be up with the Baltimore Ravens.
So the Ravens are going to take Hamza Najmuddin, safety from Florida State. He can play that dime linebacker safety position, come in and give them a little more versatility on that defense. When you're playing in the playoffs the way it is now, all these high-powered passing offense, you need guys who can cover and play against the run, and he gives them the versatility to do that.
All right, and the final selection here, Zach, you are on the clock. 106, New Orleans Saints, bring us home.
All right. They need another cornerback outside of Marshawn Lattimore. There's a clear-cut number one guy still left on the board for me. He's definitely fallen off based on his previous hype from 2018, 2019, but I feel like Paulson Adebo is a great value right here.
All right. A great introduction. I was typing him in before you finished. Gentlemen, 106 perfect picks, including perfect trades. Fantastic job. Absolutely tremendous. We are going to be live for three straight days with the NFL Draft Bible on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook. Make sure to check it out. Make sure to check out all of these guys' work. And unless you are a Houston Texans fan, make sure you leave this podcast a review. Make it 5 stars. And if you're watching, make sure you're subscribed. Thank you for checking out this super mock draft episode of the NFL Draft.